Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Going back to that breaking news from the Supreme Court, where they've ruled that the seizure of a computer from convicted murderer Patrick Quirk's home was unlawful. Now let's get more on this from Shane Phelan, Legal Affairs Editor with the Irish Independent. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Claire.
So explain to us now why this is so significant and when this computer was seized. What was happening at that time? Just talk us through it.
Yeah, so this is a real bombshell, really. The computer and or evidence obtained from the computer formed part of the circumstantial case against Patrick Quirk. He was convicted in 2019 for the murder of Bobby Ryan. And at the trial, there was an argument over the validity of the warrant. The trial heard that the warrant was sought and obtained from the district court to search his home in May of 2013. Gardaí executed the warrant 4 days later, and among the items they seized was a computer. And an examination of the computer reveals that there was an internet search for a human corpse post-mortem at the stages of decomposition. And there were also it also appeared that there were further internet searches on human decomposition performed a number of months later as well. The defence team in the case, Quirk's team, they took issue with the search warrant that was used to seize the computer. And they did this for several reasons. But the main one of those was that basically there was no reference to computers made on the warrant. So while the Gardaí specified other items that they might wish to seize, such as clothing or keys or a potential murder weapon, there was no mention of the computer. This ground of appeal was advanced in the Court of Appeal as well, but it was dismissed. But the Supreme Court has taken a different view on things, and they've looked at the legislation and they basically said that under the relevant Act, the definition of a place was related only to physical spaces. So the Supreme Court made the distinction between the physical place of a house and what it called a non-physical space. So this was space inside the computer. Mr Justice Peter Charlton, he made the point that seizing a computer was fine on the face of the warrant if all you were going to be doing was maybe taking fingerprints off of the computer or looking at the outside of the computer. But when it comes to looking at the inside of it, then that's a different proposition. You're dealing with the automatic loss of privacy rights there. And because of that, there needs to be an additional layer of scrutiny from the judge who's granting the warrant. So the judge basically needs to be told, we anticipate there may be a computer here, we would like to seize it. And the judge has to weigh that up before granting the warrant, and that didn't happen in this case.
So there'll be a number of implications for this, and we'll talk about the case in a moment and Patrick Quirk's conviction. But for guards now who are going in with search warrants, will they have to clearly state that we plan to examine this computer before they will be allowed to use that search warrant before it's valid?
That's definitely an implication flowing from this ruling, yes. That there does need to be this level of oversight from the district court judge. The judge needs to consider and weigh up whether to grant that sort of a warrant.
And do you know at this stage, Shane, whether this ruling could have implications for other cases and other convictions?
I think it's probably too early to say. There probably will be other cases where there may be an implication, but just how many, I know, and to what extent.
Yeah, fair enough. It's only just happened.
That would have to be looked into, yeah.
But the one that everyone is going to be focused on is this case and the conviction of Patrick Quirk. So tell us what the court has said about his conviction now.
So the court has said that the only order it is making today is that the seizure of the computer devices was unlawful. They said they're not making any further order at this point. Further argument will be required regarding the consequences of the ruling. is what they have said. So we anticipate there will be a date set for further arguments to be made in this case. The defence team, I suppose, they've been looking for an acquittal here. I think the court will have to weigh up exactly how far the consequences of this should go. It was part of the, it was a pretty compelling part of the prosecution case, but it wasn't the only part. So look, that may well be a factor too. I think, in all likelihood, one of the things that will have to be weighed up is whether to direct a retrial in the case. And then ultimately, if that direction is made, it would be up to the DPP whether to go ahead with that. But look, I'm very much in the realms of speculation, there, Claire, and it'll ultimately be up to the judges to decide.
So then, when it comes to these further questions and further arguments that will have to be made around the implications of this ruling today, will all of that happen before the Supreme Court? Are we're remaining in that room? Is that where this is going to be heard?
We're remaining in that room. So look, the respective legal teams, they'll go away, they'll digest this. And then we'd anticipate that a date will be set for a further hearing, where the implications of the today's decision will be argued out, and what should happen next.
Shane, thank you very much for bringing us that breaking news and so comprehensively there from the Supreme Court. That's Shane Phelan from the Irish Independent. Parenting advice with Dr. David Coleman next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.